Umbuzo la uyabuza umama uLetta Mbuli uthi love is the word that we all use, but do we really mean it na? And at this time, I have promised you that I will be with a phenomenal woman of God. I love her so much. There's so much to learn from this woman, and she is a life coach and an NLP practitioner. She loves so much that she has a ministry which is called Love Prison Ministry. Yes, she will correct me. I think I'm just overwhelmed. Sibongile Liyehu is in the house. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Agwande Jali. I'm doing so good. I'm just in love with love.
You just love in love. I know you so much. Yabona nje, I was talking about love earlier on and I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing justice to this because I know ukuthi uthando lungakanani kuwe. This is one subject that is close to your heart. I think Jimanga
Figepsu. Very much so.
Love, you just know what to say at the moment. And,
you absolutely.
Know, I don't want to say much. Let me allow you to greet and talk, man. I'm just going to, we're just going to, you know, be free and talk about this love and spread love, you know? So, yeah, ubulisile kaya, sawubona.
Ngiyabingelela balaleli bakwa Radio Langa.
Yes.
Ngiyanthanda namhlanje kuseni, and I'm happy that I'm here to talk about love.
Yes.
Nothing else but love.
Yes, nothing else but love. And I don't want to condition you or to direct you, but I'm just going to allow you to talk about this love. I know at some point that you once loved and that you're still loving regardless of the challenges. Do you still believe in love though?
I do believe in love. Mm-hmm. I do believe in love very much so. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was married, I divorced, but I still believe in love. I still believe in marriage.
Yeah.
I still believe that people are not supposed to get married to be divorced.
Mm.
Because there is such a beautiful thing in this thing called love.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. It's just so beautiful. It's sacred, actually.
It's sacred. I get it from your voice, man. Like I said, I just want to allow you to talk. Say something about love. Yeah.
I there's one thing that I really believe in. That is my motto that you know very well. It is the nature of love to seek the happiness of all.
True.
It is the nature of love.
Mm.
You know, you cannot seek happiness of other people when you don't love them. So whenever you seek happiness of other people, to see people being joyful, rejoicing, it is being pushed or led by love.
Yeah.
So that's my take. That's my take.
Yes.
And there is one thing that challenges me that you find in the Bible. Matthew 5, verse 46-48. Uyabuza laphana uthi, if you love those who love you,
mm-hmm.
what rewards will you get?
Yes.
You know, we cannot talk about love and then you focus on people that love you back.
Aye, man.
That is not a test of love at all.
Aye, man.
You understand? If you want to tell me about love and you tell me how much love you have, then show me the people that don't love you and tell me that you love them in return. Show me the people that you don't benefit anything from them and you still love them anyway.
Sure.
Then I will know that you are walking in love.
Sure.
But if you show me your husband, you love your husband, obviously you are benefiting from your husband. If you show me your children, you are benefiting from your children.
Mm.
If you show me your mother, you are benefiting from your mother.
Mm.
But when you talk about love, I love the song that you played right now,
Would
we all talk about love, but do we really know what love is? You know, she says, preachers preach about love. Teachers teach about love. Politicians campaign on love. You know, singers sing about love. But do you really know what love is? Is there an implementation after preaching about it? Is there an implementation after singing about it? Is there an implementation after teaching about it? But for you to know that you walk in love, go out and love the unloved. Then you will know that you really love.
Sure, the unloved. That is a challenge. Wow.
We need to test it. You cannot just say it, but you need to test it. And that's the way you can test this love thing. You know, there are different types of love, Lele, but I learned about. There's agape kind of love, which is the unconditional love of God.
True.
That is what is expected from all of us.
Yes.
You know, everywhere you go, you need to walk in that agape kind of love.
Yes.
When you have the agape kind of love, there is no way that you check a band to choose a band to I love that one because. So you don't love because you love irrespective of. You love notwithstanding. You love because you are love. When I work,
because
you know,
you
are love.
You
don't, you don't have love, but you are love. So when you are love, you cannot channel it. You cannot, you know, direct it. It will just flow wherever it wants to flow. It's like water. You know, when you, more pretty than man's pants.
Yes.
So when you are love, your love will just flow to whoever, to the worst person, to the worst criminal, to the worst rapist, because you are love. It will just flow to those people. That is the unconditional love. You know,
right.
And then we have the staunch love. The staunch love is a family loyalty. Obviously, you still have that love for Ufili because she's your mother.
Yes,
you know, you still have the staunch love because she's your sister. You know, and then we have the filial. The filial is the love that you have for me. You know, I know you as a friend. You know. And sometimes sometimes we are too hard on you. You know, sometimes we are too harsh on you. But because you have the failure love, you still love me. You know. And then we have the eros love, which is the romantic. That is the love that I had for my husband.
My goodness.
You know, now that I am divorced, I no longer have the eros love to my ex-husband, but I still have the staunch love because he's a father to my children. You know.
Yeah,
I still have the filio because he's a father to my children. You understand? And I definitely have the agape love to him because he is a child of God also. You know, he has the spirit of God in him. So I still love him. People don't understand. Like, you know, they don't understand when I meet with him and I greet him and I give him hugs, even when he walks with the wife who took him away from me. I still love because of the agape kind of love. That is the love that I'm preaching, you know. That is the love that I'm enforcing on people, that people should understand and walk in that kind of love. You know, when we talk about love, if you come and tell me about love just because it's Valentine, then you don't know what you want. You just want gifts, that's all.
I am with you.
You know, you want to benefit.
You want a gift.
You just want a gift.
Commish.
All of a sudden, Valentine. You just want a gift.
Yeah.
But what are you giving?
What are you giving?
You know,
wow.
What are you giving when you want that gift? What are you giving? Okay, let's say because you're interested in getting a gift. In getting a gift near Valentine. Okay, work on it throughout the year when I give and give and give and give love to others so that near Valentine will receive back that which you've planted. Then it will make sense.
But you receive only once, Simon.
But you are not interested in receiving. You are giving more than you are receiving.
Okay.
So obviously, if you give it and give it and give it, when you demand or you expect that Valentine, you know that you have planted the seed of love throughout the year.
All right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but, so let's talk about the love from day to day, not only on Valentine, not only on Mother's Day, not only on Father's Day, not only on those special days, but let's walk in love, you know.
I'm clapping. Wow. I'm clapping.
You are clapping.
Yes, I am.
Great.
I am. Yes.
And you know, when there's one challenge that I'm going to tell you now. When you start walking in love and when you become love, you are going to get a challenge of being rejected, of being hated, of being, you know,
but
people will fight you left, right, and center because you are love. And that is the only way to authenticate that you are loved, and you're not going to change because people are hating you, people are rejecting you, you know.
Yeah, but it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
It is very tough, it's tough. But then, because you are loved, you don't change because of those things.
You don't change. Wow.
You don't change because of the rejection that you're experiencing. You don't change because of the hate that you're experiencing. Oh, you don't change because you're not getting support anywhere from anybody. You don't get support, but you still walk in love. You still smile. You still, you know, do the best you can because you are love.
Because you are love. Oh my goodness, you said it all.
You don't have love, but you are love.
Wow.
Yeah, Ivan. So that love that I have, that love that I'm talking about, pushed me and pressed me, and you know, sent me to go to prisons lately. When I go to prison, I go there. I just go there to transfer the love to the unloved. I just go there to show them that even if you are in this place, even when you have done what you have done, even when you have, you know, you have killed, you have raped, you have stolen, you have what, but because you still have the Spirit of God in you, though you are not yet aware of it, I am just here to make you aware of the Spirit of God that is in you, so that you can start walking in love.
You can start walking in love. Oh my goodness. Oh.
Because if we don't help them to understand that they have it in them, it's built in, Lele. You know when something is built in, you cannot separate it into a built in. So it doesn't matter how bad you are, how wrong things you have done, but because you have this built-in love of God in you, all we need to do is to come and bring it up and let you see that you have it, so that you can start walking in that kind of love.
You know what? Right, Shem.
Right,
I have repented.
Akupheleli lapho, akupheleli kutheni ngihambe ngibatshele nje ukuthi ngiyanithanda noma uNkulunkulu uyanithanda. Ithando lune
action,
sisi wami. Uthando lune action. Uma ngithi ngiyakuthanda and you are hungry and ngiyahamba awekazanga, angakusizanga ngalutho olubone lolo thando. Kufanele ukuthi ngikuphe le sinkwe engisidlayo, ngikuhlekhulele sona ngithi, let's share. This is one slice of bread that I have, but let's share it. You know?
In English, we say, sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. Yes. So you say you love me, but you can't even give me 5 rands to go buy ikuyama kuyai 2 meters for a day.
Yes, in Zobelesi, see, Repape, please sum up. Right, yes.
I have an event. I'm not going to say much about it, but I have an event that is a single meet and greet. And when you have a single meet and greet, people think we're talking about jolly. I'm going to about jolly. I'm going to talk about jolly. No, I'm going to talk about jolly. But I want to sit down with you so that we can talk about this love. So that when you go out and say you are in relationship, you know what you are talking about, so that you can be in relationship for the right reasons, not for Valentine gift.
No, not for a commission.
I want us to talk about it with you. What is it? Where have you failed in relationship?
Yes.
And where have you succeeded?
Sure.
So that you can bring all those ideas together, so that you can have a way forward of creating long-lasting relationships. It's not umjolo, but long-lasting relationships. And the motive behind that is I am actually raising funds for the Love Heals prison ministry, so that after telling my brothers and sisters in prison that I love them, I must be able to take to them the toothpaste, but let there be a giving heart, let this love, but receive something from this love, so they can know that there is a God somewhere. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you so much. When is the event taking place?
The event is on the 5th. It was supposed to be yesterday, but we postponed it to the 5th of March.
To the 5th of March.
April Spread.
I hope you can post.
I am inviting you. I'm asking you. I'm asking you guys to come and support. You know, the only reason is not because I want your money, but I want us to make a difference in the life of those who are in need.
Yes, we do support good initiatives, and it's good work that you are doing. I truly applaud you. And I know that God is really looking upon you, and God is hearing you. He knows.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we continue to learn to love. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. As I let you go.
It is my pleasure.
Agwande.
Bye.
Bye. Any song for you? But I'll play it during their song request. Time. Okay, give me a song.
I'll send it now.
Okay, for now, I'm playing Rebecca Malupe. Uthando lwami kuwe lohlala luhleli.
That's it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Wrapping up, family, that was Mongile Liew, who is a life coach and NLP practitioner. I hope you have learned so much about the different types of love, different kinds of love.
And
siyabonga ukuthi uNkulunkulu unathi, we are standa, we are snagelela.